Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Bulldozer Matt Tremont, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Salamander Jones, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hell in a Cell Radio!
Welcome to another exciting edition. It's a special edition. We are here at On Point Wrestling. I am your host. I am the Dean of Credibility. That's right, Double D. And with me, as always, is the above average comedian. That's right, Dan the Man Law. How are you tonight, Dan?
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Dean, before we begin, I just want to know, how does your neck feel today?
I have the neck brace off, I'll admit that. But I'm feeling all right.
Okay, how'd you feel better?
A little better today. But, Dan, we are here. It's the debut before the masses of On Point Wrestling. Of course, it's headlined by a match 3 years in the making. That's right, Drew Blood taking on Pinky Sanchez. But it's not just about that match, though, Dan. We got plenty more to talk about today.
I mean, and not only that, we're in a very familiar place.
We are at the Proving Grounds. That's 1030 Delcy Drive. Of course, this is the home of New Moon Rising Wrestling. And I'll tell you what, Dan, this is a spectacular feeling. It's a little bit different, but I like the feel. I certainly do, Dan.
Well, you know what? We'll take pictures, we'll take notes, and we'll copy.
Take notes, going to copy it, but
much like our bootlegging business.
Our very profitable bootlegging operation that we have going on. Now,
I cut the check, it's in the mail.
Now, getting back on course, where are we, Dan? We're at 1030 Delsey Drive, building 4W. That's in Westville, New Jersey. The reason
West,
I say
West... Yeah, we can't say Deptford anymore because West... Apparently it doesn't exist on the GPS.
It's very difficult if you go by GPS. If you type in Deptford, New Jersey, it's better if you check out New Jersey. So that's...
X25A.
Yes, exit 25A off of 295. That's the major throughway there. Now, also, what we got going on, we got so much more going on here today.
We got a lot going on. It's distracting.
There's so much going on, yes. That's what I was trying to get at there. A lot of action. I might be in the wrong spot, Dan. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Well,
I
you know what? You're the we are Hell in the Cell. I don't know if we're ever in the wrong spot. We are who we are.
You know, that's what happens. That's what happens. We are. You know what, Dan? We're going to be joined by somebody in just a few here. We're going to have referee Jimmy Dillon's going to sit down. We're going to go. He's going to help us out with the analysis because he's familiar with all these individuals. So just put these on if you want to hear exactly. Otherwise, you're only going to hear me, sir. And I'm not sure how that would go for you. Are they comfortable for you? Are they all right?
They are.
You don't need the microphone. The microphone's right here, so can you hear? Can Dan say something?
Yo!
You can hear Dan? You cannot hear Dan. That's not good. That's not
good. That's not good. That's not good at all.
I can hear you, Dan.
Thanks.
How about
well,
now? Can you hear him now? Okay, he can hear you now.
Yeah, we
Jimmy,
go.
Say hi to the fine people. Where can they follow you?
Hello, Dan, and hello to the... Hell in the Cell radio listeners, you can find me on Twitter at 215 at RepJimmy215 or on Facebook by searching referee Jimmy Dylon.
All right. So you can follow me at Folsom Candy. Dan, how about yourself?
Dan Law 83.
So like I was saying, 1030 Delsey Drive, we're at the Proving Grounds. Now, Jimmy, I want to go over this card. Now, of course, starting things out, we have a four-way, one fall to a finish. Now, that is Mr. VIP SoFly LJ Cruz. Taking on Nathan Avery, the standard of excellence, I would say. Nathan Avery.
So he said.
Anthony Cortez Haynes and the funky Pharaoh Amasis is also making... is this his return, or are you...
Well, I've only seen Amasis one time, I believe, and that was during a when I was checking out Shakara a little bit last year. So I don't... There's a couple of guys on this card tonight that I'm not familiar with. But some I definitely am, and in this fatal.
What do you think of this match? There's a lot of talent there, Jimmy.
Definitely, with LJ Cruz, you know he calls himself Mr. VIP and SoFly, and I've had a chance to be in the ring with him quite a bit, as well as Nathan Avery. I'm looking forward to this match one of the most out of the entire night. Because I like the high flying fatal four way action, and it's just it's a pick 'em.
I mean, what a way to start off a show with these four guys in the ring in one match at the same time. It's not going to be boring whatsoever.
Oh, no, not for sure. I'm going to go with the returning Amasis to win this, to take home a big win after about a year and a half.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I got to put my money on LJ Cruz on this one. I don't know.
LJ Cruz, you're going with SoFly LJ Cruz. He will be a guest later on. Dan, how about yourself?
I'm going with LJ.
Going with LJ. That's two for LJ. So there you go.
Now, I'm familiar with all those guys except for Anthony. So I'm going with
You know who Anthony Haynes is, Dan? He is the man that put his privates in the face of Bill Olson.
I do know who he is.
You do know who he is.
I do know who he is. And now he's my hero.
All right. We have a match. Who is on point? It's Mr. On Point, Leon St. Giovanni, taking on Good News Hughes. Now, I'll be quite honest. I haven't seen either of these guys. How about yourself, Jimmy?
Neither have I. So this is another one where I'm walking in blindly. Can't say anything about a prediction, but definitely looking forward to the match.
Looking forward to it, Dan. How about yourself? I'd be surprised if you saw it.
No, I've no idea. I'm just gonna go with On Point to Mr. On Point because I like his name.
That is a good, yeah, that's a good.
I got to pick something, guys.
That's true. That's
Seems
true.
Like you're trying to win something over with that name.
No.
Now we have a Sideshow Pro Tag Team Attraction. This is what I'm a big fan of Sideshow Pro. I'm not,
you know, can't wait for this.
I didn't know.
Yeah, huge fan of it. I've seen all their shows, Jimmy, in the past year. So Nick Arcade, he's a big deal there. And Mighty Mo teaming up for the first time, I believe. They're taking on Cluck Norris. It's a man in a chicken suit. And KC Penham.
So, I'm sorry. I mean,
you're not familiar
I don't,
with
I don't mean to sound so aloof, but I'm not familiar with the Sideshow Pro.
I got to take you down.
Jimmy!
Definitely, you got to take me down. Give me education.
Jimmy!
Well, I've been out of the loop, as you guys know, for the last year or so. So
I'm just, good to see you again.
Thank you. This is my first show back full time, and I'm looking to hit the tonight on point.
All right.
You know what? I'll make a pick here. I'm going to pick Nick Arcade just because I don't like Cluck Norris.
That's where I was going to. I'm definitely picking Nick Arcade because I don't give a cluck about Cluck Norris.
I don't give a cluck.
There will be a chant started tonight, and it is
I don't give a cluck.
Or we don't give a cluck. So then we also have singles action. I jumped ahead there. One last time, Joey Spades taking on Johnny Fearless. Now, how do you feel about that one?
Well, this is one that I can say that I'm familiar with both of you guys.
God. That's why you're here, Jimmy.
Thank God you're here, Jimmy.
I mean, I got to be here for something. I got a chance to watch the Diamond Studs work in a few places here in the Tri-State area over the last couple of years. This is maybe my first time seeing them go head-to-head in a one-on-one match, which definitely has me peaked because of the tag team. You guys are awesome. And I've seen them take on everybody. I've seen them defend their titles against the likes of the Nigerian Nightmares. So this one is definitely going to be a good one.
Okay. I have seen Johnny Fearless before. He was at PG-13 Expanded for New Moon Rising. You know what? I'm not going to pick one. How about you, Dan?
Well, Dean, I was going to say, wasn't he in NWA Dog at one point?
Yeah.
I know Johnny Fearless. I'm going to go with Johnny.
Okay.
I got to go with Spades on this one.
Wow.
Okay.
So there you go. We also have singles action, the featured presentation, Xavier Cross with Loudy. And
woo-hoo!
You can't count that.
Never.
Taking on Latin Dragon, and that's with the First Lady of On Point, Chrissy Rivera.
Well, for that one, I mean, like you said, Double D, Loudy is definitely an X factor in every match. Anytime he's out there, he's somebody that I've had to deal with quite a bit, no matter where we were at working. He's always a nuisance and always getting himself involved in some kind of way. Chrissy Rivera, she's a tough cookie too, and she's definitely not one to be taken lightly. In this one, you know, I like both of these guys. Latin Dragon definitely has an edge, but I think that Loudy may pull it out for his boy here.
Okay. I'm a big fan of Xavier Cross, so I'm going to go with Cross winning this one. How about you, Dan?
Listen, and I'm going to go kind of serious and kind of on story with this. I think Loudy is one of the best managers I've seen in a long time, period. I'm going to go with Xavier Cross because I'm a big fan of his. And with the mixture with Loudy, that's who I'm picking. It's really hard to pick over Chrissy Rivera, though.
Well, that's for sure. Chrissy Rivera has taken hellacious bumps in her day. So.
Yeah.
Now, the next match is a showcase of Michigan's finest, and that is Maserati Rick versus KJ Crush. Now, I'll be honest, I'm just going to sit back and see what the hell happens here.
Yeah, I want to see what these guys got. You know, definitely these guys coming out of Detroit, I've never seen them before. I'm not sure if anybody that I work for has any kind of a TV distribution or anything like that, but I'm always looking forward to, getting an eye on new talent, maybe new guys to come and work for this area more regularly. So I'm definitely, as you said, Dean, just going to sit back and take this one in.
Definitely.
Now, I will say I have not heard of these two, and I have found out through Google that doing research, you must type in wrestler after Maserati Rick because some interesting stuff pops up if you don't.
Enlightenment.
drugs. Drugs and such.
Wow.
So not that guy.
Put in wrestler afterwards and perhaps.
Put Maserati Rick wrestler, or you're just going to see somebody who's dead and a drug dealer.
Oh, wow.
Fair enough. We're moving on to singles action. It's Ricky Mondo. He's back in the United States. I can't wait to see him do what he has to do back in the U.S., taking on, he's been everywhere, Chikara, NWA Dawg. He's assailant.
For the assailant, you know, I got the chance to see him along with the rest of his colony in Chikara. These guys, we can definitely bring it. Rory Mondo, I got the chance to holler at Rory a couple of minutes ago before we got started here. And, you know, he said he's a little jet-lagged and his sleep pattern is still a little off from living over in Japan for a couple of months, but he's definitely ready to settle back up and get back into it tonight. Just off of the experience that comes with working in the land of the rising sun, I've got to give the edge to Rory on this one.
And I think definitely coming back from Japan, this is going to be something he wants to prove that he learned something over there, I would say.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to go with Rory Mondo. How about yourself, Dan?
Yes, sir. I'm going with Mondo.
Okay.
And just so I sound educated, yes, people, I do know who you.
Okay. Now, first time ever, this is a big one. The notorious 187 Homicide taking on the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. Matt Tremont, of course, had a hell of a year last year, winning the cage, really vanquishing DJ Hyde from his own promotion. This is a huge, huge battle of two hard hitters. What do you have to say, Jimmy?
A war of attrition, definitely, Dean. I mean, like I said, these are two guys I've had the chance to work with. I've got a chance to work with Homicide last year, you know, on the Urban Wrestling Federation, and definitely work with Matt here in and out the area in DWF. And this one, I was looking forward to being an absolute all-out war. Both of these guys can go. You know, Matt Tremont is definitely building a reputation for himself, as Dean said, over the last year, running roughshod over CCW in a hellacious war with the boss, DJ Hyde, that just culminated a couple of weeks ago at Cage of Death. You know, this one, like I said, it can go either way. You know, we're on Bulldozer's turf here tonight, so maybe he'll be able to pull out the upset.
Okay, and of course, the main event.
Awesome.
3 years in the making. Now, this is going to be an interspecies wrestling match. Dan, I didn't ask for your opinion on that. I'm sorry. I was moving.
That's okay. I almost died anyway if you didn't hear what was going on over here.
I heard something. I heard some clatter.
It's just, never mind. No, I just, if whoever's listening in the reach of my voice, and I've said this many, many times, that's not even the main event, and that's worth ticket price right there. Homicide and Matt Tremont. That is a match you have got to see in wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan, you're going to see wrestling, you're going to see a fight, you're going to see an amazing match. It's unbelievable. Who am I going with? I can't pick on that one.
It's a tough one.
I'm going to go with the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont, myself. I mean,
I'm going Homer with you, dude. I'm going to pick Matt. That's tough.
There you go. Now, I alluded to it just a few seconds ago. It is the main event. Interspecies Wrestling, it's the King of Crazy Championship match. There's no disqualification. Anything goes. The King of Crazy, the champion, Pinky Sanchez, versus one half of highly entertaining wrestlers. That's Drew Blood, and again with Loudy.
Again with Loudy, yeah. I mean, so again, as you know, like I said, Loudy most likely will play a factor in this match, but anything goes. Anything most likely will go in this one. Both of these guys can definitely go to war. They're definitely battle tested as they've proven in the past, up and down and all around the world. This one is tough for me. I like both of these guys. Haven't seen much of Pinky lately. I did get to actually be in the ring with Drew Blood a couple of months ago, and just seeing what he was bringing to the table then against the Bulldozer, got to hang my hat on Drew Blood in the main event tonight.
I definitely agree. Now, Dan, and go into great detail when I ask you this. What match are you most looking forward to hearing about tomorrow? I know you can't be here. You're back down at home. What match are you looking forward to the most?
Hearing the results, you mean?
What's that? You broke up.
You're talking about what do I want to hear about tomorrow?
Yes.
I'm sorry about that. You broke up, too. I'm telling you, the main. I want to hear about Drew Blood, Pinky Sanchez, and Homicide Matt Tremont. I mean, again, I can't put enough emphasis on the Tremont match and the Homicide match. On top of the fact that I just want to see, I really think Pinky Sanchez has one over on Drew Blood on this one. And even though, again, I like Loudy, the whole highly entertaining wrestler, that's not really a fact. It's just really a tag team. I got to go with Pinky on that one. You need to get down here. It's not like you guys who are listening don't know where this is. And why is Loudy involved so much? He's like he owns the place or something.
Oh, stop it, Dan. That's not even funny. But I'll tell you what. It's going to be a great night of action. And
Jimmy was laughing.
Yes, well. Jimmy hasn't been around, so Jimmy, I do want to say it really is good to see you again.
Dean, it's good to see you.
I thought we were getting, we had a friendship ruin there, and then all of a sudden you fell off the face of the world.
Well,
I thought it was something I said.
No, definitely not. I know I love you, Dean. I love all the guys.
First of all, he doesn't know how to say your last name, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. He says Jimmy Dillon a lot. You know, it's Jimmy Dylon. I've been dealing with.
Look, there's no voice of choice here. So I go with how I want to say it.
Yeah, voice of choice. Yes. That's a throwback there. I've been dealing with that since day one. I'll probably be dealing with it for my entire career.
So, Jimmy, I'm certainly happy you had
Jimmy,
to join us.
Jimmy, that's why I just went with law.
Yeah, it's easier that way, huh?
It's much easier. Jimmy, you're going to have to. I'm thanking you. Thanks for coming over. This is great.
Thanks for having me, Dean. I appreciate it.
But thank you so much. You definitely did help. You definitely did help out. So thank you so much. You know what? The heck with everybody else. You get in here. Have a seat, please. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you. It's just now you can hear our host, I hope. Can you? Did Dan say something there?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hello, good sir. I can hear you.
Okay.
There he is.
For you to make me wait?
I'm sorry. We were going over the card. It was a big card.
Yes. And you know the most important match on that particular card?
I'm going to Homicide taking on Matt Tremont.
No. Am I live? Is this on?
It is.
What am I talking into? This mic?
That mic.
There's three microphones here. The most important match on this card. Well, for you at home, there's two. You're going to see two people that are so delightful, they stop traffic.
Yes.
You see Xavier Cross, like I said online, gargles peanut butter.
I do.
He does.
How do you gargle peanut butter?
It's a gift.
Moving on.
Only tough people do it. You see, real simple, for you at home, on your little iPhones or your little touch gadgets, we are going to dominate on points. Okay,
dominate.
Simply put, Xavier Cross is going to run through Latin Dragon.
Run through him.
And if Chrissy Rivera gets in my way, I'll slap her.
Slap.
Why would you slap a lady? She's
she
a married
no lady. She is a Jezebel.
A Jezebel.
Jezebel, just like Hello Kitty. For all you Hello Kitty fans out there, realize she sucks a lot of pulse for that bow in her hair.
Oh. No. Wow.
I went there.
That's, uh-oh.
You stay out of this, Missy.
And then in the main event here tonight, we are bringing home the gold. Interspecies, we're coming when Drew Blood defeats Pinky Sanchez here tonight and proves that he's some crazy psychotic guy. We take the gold. Then we got four seasons. All you scum can go home. And On Point Wrestling will be on the map as the new Fed that's highly entertaining. Tell them what we look like.
We look fabulous.
Now, you can ask us any silly questions you might want, or we could be done. You tell me. This is your show.
Well, we've already seen some friction here with Chrissy Rivera. You spoke about it.
I mean,
where did this all come from? Why is this?
Well, it came from this. On Point Wrestling. You know, the beautiful owner there contacted me, and he got us on there because we're highly entertaining.
Yes.
He puts us against Latin Dragon. Apparently, Latin Dragon can't read a map or speak English, so they had to find him a translator. They went out and they got Chrissy Rivera. You know, up until this point, and On Point happened, I had no problem with Chrissy Rivera. I actually liked her. She's spunky. But then, once you go across the ring from highly entertaining wrestlers, you become the enemy. It's not rocket science. Mm. You see, then she wants to go on the Twitter and act all tough on the Twitter. You see, I have no problems getting a little physical. If it gets in my way, what do?
If it steps in our way, we remove it.
And simply put, you're going to see a lot of great wrestling here tonight. All Point Wrestling, top to bottom, has some amazing talent. But my tag team, not only are we highly entertaining, but we are, quite frankly, the new era of wrestling. People need to wake up and understand that the best tag team on the indies right now are highly entertaining wrestlers. All you feds out there, watch On Point on Smart Mark Video and realize that the highly entertaining wrestlers of the beautiful one, Xavier Cross and Drew Blood, not only are pretty, not only are delightful, not only are that morning sunrise that wakes you up with a smile, but we are good quality, unbelievable talent. And Dean, believe me when I tell you, if she gets in my way,
just slap her.
I promise that I will not hold back the backhand of devastation.
What?
Did I just name that?
Yeah. Any last words from you?
Things are about to get stylish.
Let me say one thing real simple. Hell in a Cell Radio is the number one blog talk radio out there, and that's because highly entertaining wrestlers, On Point Wrestling, and everyone else that Dean gets on there. Props out to Captain Dave. I love you.
Oh,
get him off.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Hey, don't bring that guy up
Captain
around
Dave,
here.
Baby.
Get out. How dare he? Dan, he had to do it, I think. That son.
Like he owns the place, Dean.
Dan, I have to take a break after that.
Well, I see his stomach.
I have to take a break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, Dan.
Take a break.
This is the Bulldozer Matt Tremont, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Salamander Jones, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hell in a Cell Radio!
Right, Dan. We just had Tyler painting rough. Well, one half of them.
Yeah, and that's only one half. And even though they had taken that name, it just drives me crazy. You have to take a break after those guys. That's how entertaining. That was my whole point of the stuttering.
Definitely. Right now we're just waiting on Matt Tremont. He's going over a few things. He's getting himself psyched up. Oh, boy.
This is a big show, man. This is going to be big tonight. A lot of people putting time and money into this to start up a new federation and see where it goes.
You know,
and it's nice, I will say, it's nice to see other federations lending a hand and helping a little bit.
There was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, some shenanigans went on, but luckily it all worked out. Amazing. If this was another promotion, another day, another time, it probably wouldn't have happened under similar circumstances. So,
no, and it's like, not to take away from anybody else, and I'm not going to be the normal Dan Law and name names, but you got a lot of choices to make this weekend, and on point, they're going to be on fire tonight. With a card like this, they're going to be on fire tonight.
And I think it's a lot of guys that are just ready to make an My goodness. I'll tell you.
I'm back with you.
I'm back, too. Okay, we had to shake things up. Apparently, Matt Tremont smacked himself in the head. He's bleeding a little bit. So,
you know what? He does that sometimes. He gets excited.
So, Matt Tremont will not be coming right now. So, we're just going to move things around. We're going to have LJ Cruz come on whenever he has a chance.
And now there's a renaissance man. He's working all these shows. He's always working. One of those guys that are always picking up every weekend. And the ladies come to see him.
Yeah, the ladies. He's clubbing. He's having a good time, Dan.
If only
I knew where the hell he went.
And you know what? Our runner, he needs to run faster.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm looking over at the VIP section. Dan, there's actually a VIP section that LJ Cruz set up. I'm just going to give you a visual picture here. Now,
listen, when you're from Atlantic City, you have to be...
He has a backdrop.
No, you don't have to tell me. I'm there. Tell the people that are listening to us we're here together and what it looks like.
Oh, we're not together, Dan. Let's stop this. But we have a VIP backdrop with stars. It says VIP everywhere. We have a table that's garnered in some burgundy tablecloth. Very fine, rich silk. And leading to his table is a red carpet.
Wow.
And that's the VIP section.
Well, it's only VIP. How many people are at the actual section?
What's there? Just the table. That's all you need, because Mr. VIP will be there during the meet and greet, which starts very soon in 26 minutes, Dan.
26 minutes. 10:30, Delsey Drive, building 4W, W as in West, building 4W, exit 25A, 295 West V. Westville, New Jersey.
That's right, Westville, New Jersey. Exit 25A, Dan?
25A.
That's right. So, my goodness. I can't believe it. We're at the New Moon Rising Wrestling Proving Grounds, Dan. And this is... You can feel it in the air, Dan.
You know, and I've said this many times. There's something about walking into the grounds. Nice space. A lot of people who, well, should be. There's a lot of people working hard. I almost messed that one up.
We're gonna,
most of the time.
Hello there.
We're going to shake things up again. We have Chrissy Rivera, the First Lady of On Point, joining us.
I don't know how this thing works.
They kind of go behind your ear.
Like it's, this?
As long as you can hear.
Can you hear me? That microphone's all the way up here.
That's fine. Yeah, the microphone's good. Can you? Okay.
All
can
right.
You hear him? Dan, say something.
Hey, Chrissy, how you doing?
Hi, I can hear you.
Very good. So let me start this off.
Go ahead,
I was going to say, Dean, let me start this off. Loudy's talking about getting in your face if you cause a scene. Are you really worried about that at all?
No, actually. And I just recently got a tweet. And
that was me.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got the news that Lottie was talking smack about me, and now he's on the other side of the room giving me dirty looks. I'm not worried about him at all. Not at all. Not in the least bit.
Emphasis on the word smack, he said.
I thought he was coming over here for a second. I don't want to break that up. That would be...
He knows better. He knows better not to come over here. You better watch it, Lottie. I'm about to get nasty up in here.
Okay. Where did this whole thing with you and Loudy start?
Okay, first of all, he started it. I just want to point that out, that Loudy was talking some nonsense on Twitter, and I was trying to be the good person and do the right thing, but he just wants to keep bullying me, so I'm just going to have to defend Latin Dragon tonight, if it comes to that, and if he gets in my face, I guess we'll just have to see what happens.
Now, Latin Dragon, why did you decide to go into his corner tonight and support him?
Latin Dragon is very talented. I think he's very underrated, and I'm pretty sure he's going to prove tonight why he's one of the best around. And I'll be there by his side, so I have full faith in him. That's why I got his back.
So, what do you hope to accomplish out of tonight? What's the big goal?
Obviously, me and Latin Dragon are come out with the win. Loudy, as far as I'm concerned, he needs to stay on his side of the ring, and if he doesn't, he's going to find himself laying on the ground, possibly in a pool of blood.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what he gets for talking like he's talking.
Well, you know, I also work for Combat Zone Wrestling, and we're known for a little bit of violence, so he really doesn't want to mess with me.
But listen, make Loudy, if he gets in your way, look like Matt's back.
It's very possible. And I brought my Hello Kitty lucha mask, so maybe I'll strangle him with it.
There you go. All right, there you go.
So any last words for either Loudy or Mr. Cross?
No, just I guess may the best man win, which obviously is going to be Latin Dragon. And like I said, keep Loudy out of my face.
There you go.
All right.
Chrissy, thanks for coming over. I appreciate it. I look forward to that match that you're
Thank you.
All right, thank you. So that was Chrissy Rivera, everyone. The First Lady of On Point.
The First Lady of On Point.
You know, finally we have LJ Cruz kind of wandering over. I was ready to give you the... here, go ahead, put them on. Just as long as you can hear Dan. Can you hear Dan?
Listen, I'm just saying. Hey.
Yeah, I think I hear you.
There you go. That would be me.
As long as you can hear him, that's all that matters. I don't care how silly you look. There all you right. go. That's a little
I hear
bit
you better.
That's better?
Yep.
Okay.
Excellent.
I had this thing set up. But you made us wait so long, but then I realized that we're dealing with a VIP.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's your favorite superstar and mine, the hashtag Mr. VIP. You got a problem with that, Dean? So fly, LJ Cruz.
You know what? I will say one thing. I will give credit. I will give the devil his due. Your entrance...
What do you mean his devil?
Well, I don't know. But his entrance is one of the most... electric.
Exciting, man. It fires you up.
It is. I mean, I'm ready to get up and start dancing with you half the time.
No, don't. Your neck. Don't.
My neck. I keep forgetting about my neck.
How is that neck, buddy?
Well, you know, I can't really talk about it. Lindy Law.
Okay.
LindyLaw.com. So, LJ, tonight,
mm-hmm.
you are taking on... You're in the four way. I forgot there for a second.
Yes.
Did you see me mentally forget there? What the hell you were doing?
like what he normally looks like.
Yeah. But you're involved. It's Mr. VIP. Hashtag. I'm sorry.
Hashtag.
Mr. VIP.
SoFly, LJ Cruz, Nathan Avery, the standard of excellence.
Yep, and he's always got a bug up his ass about something. He's a little Princeton guy, thinks he's better than everyone, but whatever.
Who ever heard of Princeton? It's North Jersey. It doesn't even count.
Exactly. We're here in South Jersey, buddy. We're VIP.
Right.
We know how to rock in style.
Exactly. Exactly. Anthony Haynes?
Anthony Cortez Haynes. Actually, I hear a lot of good. I've seen this guy. He's one of those guys that no one's really seen that often, but he's got all the talent and all the potential in the world. That's for sure.
And the return of the Funky Pharaoh, Amasis.
Amasis. I'm very excited that he's in this match also. One, to prove that LJ Cruz is better than all three men, VIP style. Amasis is the athlete. He's been all around the world. This guy has held numerous championships. He is the peak of what any wrestler would wish to do in this business. So the fact that he's back and I'm in his first match back just means everything. So I'm real excited for that.
That was a question of mine. This is his actual first match back.
From what I'm told, yes, it's his first match back. I know he had some personal issues. He took a long time away, even retired temporarily, but he's back. And
so Ophidian did not get the job done.
No, he didn't. Ophidian did not finish off Amasis. So I look forward to seeing what Ophidian has to say in the future.
All right, Dan, go ahead.
I was going to ask, LJ, when you're ever... Is this the first time you've ever been in a match and somebody's returning? And do you ever worry about, if it's their first match back, stinking up the place?
That's a good question.
That is a very good question.
That's why I'm here, really.
This is my first time in a match where the guy is returning from an injury, especially a serious injury where he took over a year off from the business. As far as him stinking it up, Amasis would not return unless he was Amasis, and unless he was more than 100%. And I know for a fact this guy is probably better than he's ever been. He's probably in the best shape of his life, and he's ready to...
Are you worried about kind of being touch and go with the guy, or are you going to go as always LJ does?
Going as always LJ does. He's in the match. Cool. He knows what he's getting into.
Cool.
LJ Cruz is ready to fight, and that's what tonight's going to be. It's four men in a war for a winner, one to prove who is on point. And LJ Cruz is here for the very first On Point show. I'm here for this one, and I'm going to continue to prove why I'm hashtag Mr. VIP and I'm hashtag Mr. On Point.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Now, who are you most concerned with as far as the guy that you feel has to be taken out?
Mm-hmm.
Because either his power or his strength or his wild.
All three men have their own strengths in their own ways. To be honest, I've never been in the ring with Anthony Cortez Haynes, so he's probably the guy I'd want to take out first because I've been in the ring with Nathan Avery and Amasis, so I know their weaknesses. Anthony Haynes, I don't know what his weaknesses are, so he's probably my toughest opponent in this match, that's for sure.
That's an interesting point. See, I like getting into the mind of a wrestler like I just did there. Now, basically, the idea behind what you just said is take out the wild card. Take
that
out of the equation.
Absolutely. We don't know what this guy can do. I've heard a lot of good stuff, and I've seen him, but I've never actually been in the ring. There's a difference with seeing people and actually being in the ring. And Nathan Avery and Amasis, I know, are top-notch competitors. That's why they're in this match. Anthony Cortez Haynes, he's got a lot to prove. And, well, he is the wild card.
Okay, so Nathan Avery, of course, you guys wrestled in various promotions together. So just this is going to be really an amazing match. Now, besides your own, because I know you're Mr. VIP, what other match tonight are you excited about?
The other match I'm excited about is probably Matt Tremont versus Homicide, which is the main event for the evening. I mean, these two guys have been around the world. They're strong competitors, and I know that's going to be one hell of a fight. That's for sure.
Yeah, so, but I'll tell you what, thank you for coming over.
Absolutely. And trust.
Is there anything else?
Yes.
Oh,
trust and believe. The hashtag Mr. VIP, SoFlyLJ Cruz, will be victorious. And make sure to come out to the VIP section here at the On Point. First time here with the VIP section. For those in attendance, you'll know what I'm talking about. I'll see you later.
I did let the listeners know that you did have the red carpet up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fine silk, the fine burgundy silk.
Only VIPs can.
As only the VIPs can.
It's going to be exciting.
Trust and believe, this will be a show to be at.
Love that catchphrase. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
All right, but thank you for stopping by.
No problem.
I appreciate it, sir. All right, so that was Mr. VIP. Dan, the time is ticking away. We only have 15 minutes left.
Dude, these pre-shows, they are lightning quick. Like I was saying before LJ came on, everybody's working hard, everybody's putting something together, and then time just goes by and it's over.
Yeah, Yeah, I'll tell you what. This has been a very exciting thing. Dan, I'm going to put on. I'm going to try to find something because I need some time here just to
take a break.
Yeah, to catch my breath because there is so much going on. But let me try to find some
emotional consideration.
No, I think I. There we go. We'll be right back after this, Dan.
I've got another confession to make.
Right, Dan, we are back. Can you hear me, Dan?
I can hear you 10-4, sir. We are good.
Okay, now we are back. This is exciting because who I have right now, if you're a listener of our fine program, you've heard him before. It's Bink Bottom Trouser.
Hello, Alfred. How is everyone doing?
Now, Bink Bottom Trouser, you're, of course, the announcer. The ring announcer for Sideshow Pro.
Yes, indeed.
And we have a special attraction here tonight. Care to tell us about it?
Yes, we do have a special attraction tonight. We have Casey Pinham and Cluck Norris, of course, the Kung Fu Chicken.
I don't give a cluck.
A lot
of people tend not to give a cluck. I don't understand it. He's a good young talent. Again,
I say chop him up, grill him up in some Alfredo sauce.
I prefer chicken nuggets, but that's a whole other story.
I agree. Chicken nuggets, good.
But against the team of Nick Arcade and Mighty Mo.
Now, is this the first time ever pairing for those two?
Yes, it is, actually, as far as I know. I mean, we've never done it in Sideshow Pro.
That's
so
for sure, yeah.
We've never done it in Sideshow Pro, so it should be interesting. I think their styles will work well together. The Arcade styles and the, I guess, Lion style of Mighty Mo. I mean,
well, go back to March of last year. They were actually involved in the Funway 4 house.
Yes, they were.
And Nick Arcade put in his power glove and controlled Mighty Mo.
Yes, he did, and who knows? Maybe we can have that again tonight. I've heard he does have the power glove with him.
Oh, boy.
I have heard that the power glove may be here tonight.
The power
glove does some magic stuff.
Fancy power glove is in the building.
This is amazing.
There's some surprises coming out for our match. You just watch.
Now, so, what? Cluck Norris, please describe Cluck Norris to people who might not have seen this large birdman.
Cluck Norris is a rather overstuffed Kung Fu Chicken. He went to the old McDonald dojo and learned karate there.
That's great.
It's all it was. He showed up one day at the Sideshow offices and asked for a tryout, and of course we gave him one. I mean, look at our roster. I mean,
it's star-studded.
It is. I mean, Xerox.
The door-to-door
luchador.
One of my favorites.
Yes. Sadly, cannot be here tonight. He had work-related issues, so he couldn't make it. But, yeah, hey, papers, it's a tough job.
It is.
It's a
paper
tough job.
Jams and
paper
everything
jams,
else.
I mean, you figure Kinko's, all those things. Need him. When he is called on, he is needed.
Staples need him?
Staples, well, Office Max used to, but they're no longer with us.
Yeah.
But
I would put him alongside Heroes of police officers and firefighters.
He's up there. I mean, he's well needed. I mean, if you go to Kinko's at 3 in the morning because you need to send an email or you need to print out flyers for a show such as Old Boy, I mean, you need people like him if they're broken.
Why can't you understand what Xerox is saying? It comes out in some type of, like, pseudo-language.
We're still trying to figure that out.
Okay.
Well, we've been trying to teach him English. Hopefully soon he picks some up.
Maybe one day.
I don't think he knows, Dean.
Maybe one day. Well, you never know. I think Big Bottom Trouser knows more than he's letting on.
We're working on it. That's all I can say.
Alright.
We'll be back when the return.
But getting back to this match, we kind of got sidetracked when you brought up Xerox because he's one of my favorites. This match is really a showcase. I mean, how did you guys even get on the bill for this huge debut?
We were asked by On Point Wrestling if we would like to have a showcase match on their show, and we couldn't turn it down with such a big show. I mean, Matt Tremont and Homicide main eventing.
I mean,
stars like Pinky Sanchez on the show. I mean, ISW belts on the line. I mean, we couldn't turn something like this down.
I agree.
We were doing a pre-show. How can anybody turn it down?
I know. People who are in the know are here today.
There's Smart Mark Videos videotaping this. One of the best video companies out there.
I agree.
So, I mean, we couldn't have turned this down. I mean, this is a huge exposure for us.
It is, and I'm certainly excited. So, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Who's going to win the attraction match that you guys are putting on?
Honestly, I don't know. The whole crowd will win if Cluck Norris is pinned, because I heard we're going to put him in the oven and cook him afterward.
Really?
So the whole
crowd.
That's
a large chicken.
That is. That would feed the Tokyo Dome at this point. I mean, Cluck Norris is a rather large chicken, so I mean, he could feed this whole building if he loses. Who knows?
I hope for the best.
I hope so too.
Thanks. We need it.
Thank you so much.
We need it in 2 weeks. Please keep it.
Wait, what'd you say, Dan? I'm sorry.
I said we need it in 2 weeks. Please don't destroy it.
Yeah, yeah. No,
all right, we won't really. Yeah. We'll be okay. We're good here. We're not going to destroy the building. Maybe just Cluck.
There, hopefully.
Oh, well, that's okay. Yeah.
No one gives a fuck.
I certainly don't. You will hear that chant once again here tonight.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so, but Bink, thank you for stopping
You're
by.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. So that was Bink Bottom Trout, the ring announcer from Sideshow Pro. I can't wait for that attraction match, Dan. Now, time's ticking away. We didn't get some of the people we wanted. Some of the other people we got, we didn't. Who? See if there's time. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. I just pretend to know sometimes.
You know who else is here, Dan? One of our guests from this upcoming Wednesday night show. It's Ben Rivers, and I'm not bringing him on. I'm just alluding to the fact that
Ben Rivers is there.
Ben Rivers is in.
No.
Yes, he's
he is world famous.
He is. I think we might get words here very quickly, very briefly, Dan. This is a surprise to me, and I thank you. I know how busy you are. You're in the back beating yourself up. Just as long as you can hear Dan, that's all you have to worry about. Can you hear
Matt, what's going on, dude?
Hear you, sir.
Okay, yeah, you don't have to worry about the mic. Don't worry about the mic. This is the mic we're talking into.
Awesome.
So, very briefly, we don't have much time left.
Yes, sir.
On Point Wrestling.
We're here.
This is the day that, now or never.
Yes, it is.
Dean, can I just ask how do you feel, Matt?
Nervous, stressed, excited. Any kind of emotions you can put together right now, all put together is how I feel right now. It is now or never here today in Deptford, New Jersey.
All right, you got Homicide in the main event.
100%.
The Notorious 187. How do you feel going into that match?
Unpredictable talent. He's one of the best in the business. Former world champion. Traveled journeyman all over the sport. I think of a better way to kick off 2013 for myself to go in the ring and prove and wrestle tonight. And that's why I said wrestle tonight. Here in Deptford, New Jersey, with the Notorious 187 Homicide.
So wait, you're going to wrestle? This is a wrestling match.
Strong style, Kings Road, whatever you want to call it. Tonight, I'm going to show the whole world that not only is Matt Tremont one of the best up and coming deathmatch guys in the sport today, I'm going to go toe to toe, and we're going to work inside that ring with one of the best tonight.
I look forward to it, Matt. I know how busy you are. Thanks
yes,
for just giving
Thank
us.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Looking
a little
forward
bit of
to
your
it.
Time.
Hell in a Cell Talk Radio number one. Thank you. Now or never.
All right. That was Matt Tremont. And
yeah, that's cool that he took Tink, because I know he's running around right now. So
yeah. Wow.
Slightly.
You could certainly say that, but Dan, we are counting, and I'm going to be joined by, you know what? He doesn't work here, but He works in other places that the building use. And just very, very quickly, I want to bring on, you don't have to worry about the mic, just as long as you can hear Dan. Can you hear Dan? Dan,
hey, how you doing? Yo.
I am bringing on Slim Burgundy.
Dan, shut your mouth.
Hey, you know what, dude? I was about to compliment you, but you go ahead and talk, and I won't say a friggin' word.
No, go ahead and compliment him.
I like hearing compliments. Compliments.
Yeah, I bet you do. I was going to say, I think you picked a hell of a wrestler in Mark Angel to join your stable, which I'm sure, Four Horsemen. Forget Horsemen.
It's Burgundy's Brigade.
To be fair, the Four Horsemen, they were an okay bunch.
They were okay.
You got to give credit. They were okay.
They didn't have you, though.
If they had me, they wouldn't have. Ric Flair would not have a flabby gut right now if it wasn't for me.
Just very brief.
Exactly.
We got to go very quickly here, but it's your first time. You're going to have Mark Angel out there taking on LJ Cruz. Just give us a brief, very brief, what we should look forward to in that one.
Well, what you should look forward to is Mark Angel. In fact, Mark is going to be in tip-top phenomenal shape. He has been working so hard. Did you know he's dropped 20 pounds?
20 pounds.
20 pounds already of blubber and fat, and he's replaced it with pure muscle.
Pure muscle.
And let me just tell you guys something else.
Very quickly.
It's not going to be the only special little surprise that I have for the 19th.
Oh.
Let's just say there might be an educated guess as to what's going on.
An educated guess. I think I know where you're going with that.
You have no idea, Double D, where I'm going with that. But don't worry. Maybe I'll keep you in the loop a little bit.
Okay. I think I do. I think I might.
Dan Lowell, you don't know anything going on. Just shut your mouth.
He's got to shut his mouth. Thank you so much for coming. I guess he was insulted by that.
Why is he so mad?
I don't know. Dan, one last time.
He's going to get high blood pressure. Go ahead.
We're at 10:30 Delcy Drive. It's been a great pre-show. We had
great pre-show.
Fremont on, LJ Cruz, Chrissy Rivera. Thanks to all of them. Our first two guests, of course, highly entertaining wrestlers, Xavier Cross and Loudy were here as well. I'm just looking forward to this on-point show. It's going to be
Anthony Haynes, DJ Booth.
That wasn't me. He wasn't calling me, so I'm okay. But, Dan, where are we, Dan?
Westville, New Jersey, building 4W at 1030 Delcy Drive. I went backwards. You like that?
Front row sold out.
Front row sold out?
Front row was sold out, but...
How much are tickets there, Dino?
Tickets, $10. $10 for general admission. Smart Mark Video is in the house, ready to videotape. Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, we will be live blogging as things go on. But thanks to everybody that came on the show. And I Mr. VIP, LJ Cruz, and I what?
Get here now and see the VIP section. That's all I'm going to say.
That's right. We're at the Proving Grounds, New Moon Wrestling.
The zip code is 08093.
Thank you. I had no idea what the zip code was here.
I do research, sir.
Thank you. Dan, thanks for coming on. I know it was short notice, but we're going to take you out with this. It's the good old, I don't know. Yeah, we'll go with this one. But Dan, we'll be back Wednesday. Of course, it's the French Interruption Part 5. That's with Mashir Ooh-La-La.
Yes.
It happened in Delaware today as well. And, of course, the panic-causing Hispanic, Ben Rivers, will also be joining us. It's going to be a great show, 9 p.m. start time, Wednesday night. And, Dan, thanks a lot.
Good night, folks. I've got another confession.